Blog Talk Radio.
That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Twist cabbage on fence stink. Niggas don't think shit stink. Pink Gators, my Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Girls want to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just keep my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace, with my peace. DKNY, Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
Right.
All Philly hoes know it's Mosquito. Every cutie with the booty bought a coochie. Now who's the real dude? Meaning who's really the shit? The niggas ride dick. Frank White push the stick. Calls them Lexus. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tents if I want some ass.
Bye-bye.
A nigga rapping about blunts and bras. Tits and bras. Menage a trois. Sex and expensive cars. It still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I say filthy. Richer than rich. So you niggas come and get me.
Richer than rich, you can't be free. Sometimes you know you're hypnotizing. And I just love your flashy ways. Get the blood broken, your face.
Yo, what's up, man? It's Markel Del One.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to take a few, and then we're going to get you right on, all right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man.
All right. We got 413-727. You're live. State your name. Where you from?
Hey, family. It's Ann Jules. I'm calling from Western Mass in the 413. What's up, Black Tear? Shout out to Blackout Radio. Been a minute.
Yeah, it's all good. I want to let everybody know what's going on with you.
Well, man, I've been so busy. Shout out to Jay LeBlanc, my man. We've got three new tracks that just dropped recently. Our recent one is The Reality, a Tig Stone and Solid Noise remix. That is actually a remix by my homie, my family within the Crip Hop Nation worldwide, who's also part of Sugar Hill Gang, Rob the Noise. He just remixed our latest track, so check that out, everybody. It's on Spotify, on iTunes, Pandora, Amazon. But yeah, I've been really busy. I'm working on a new track with Rob the Noise and my man in Ageless Angels that Rob's producing. And so I always got to give a shout out to him. And I got to give a shout out to Mac Drama, OG Mac Drama, my co-host of Power Talk with OG Mac Drama and Ann Jules on Top Star Hip Hop Radio that we do on Thursday nights. We do Women in Business. We have a show every other Thursday, once a month, where we promote women in business. But, yo, it all started right here on Blackout Radio, when I met OG Mac Drama and so many other cool people. All the hosts that you got with all their own shows, Royal Crush Takeover, Royal Crush Keisha, LeVar Hayes, you know, Shante with her show. There's so many things you got going on, and your mixtape, and I've met so many cool people, and I'm so grateful to be here on a Tuesday night and do this. I enjoy it. I look forward to it every week, and I'm sorry I've missed some. I haven't missed a lot in the 2 years that you've been doing it. Actually, it'll be 3 this year. That's what's up. And watching you make those powerful moves and all the advice that you give to us artists out there and everything that you do, Black Tear, I am in full support, and I thank you for everything. Shout out to the Crip Hop Nation, Leroy Moore, Keith Jones. I'm on their 10th anniversary CD with Wonder Mike, Rob the Noise. We got Rox the Fox, shout out to her. Tony Hickman, she's a deaf rapper. Check her out. That's so cool. We're making moves to Crip Hop Nation. And I also want to give a shout out to Love Sexy, who's Prince's producer. I'm writing a track with him, working on that. He's working on his I think it's Mother Earth and Peace festival that he's got coming out, and it'll be next year. Jay and I are definitely going to be a part of that, so that's something to look forward to. But yeah, I'm so busy and so grateful, but man, I love what I do, and I do what I love, and using my talents and my gifts to help others is where the success is, and I'm just grateful to be alive and to share. So thank you, Black Tear, for giving me the opportunity to do this. Without you, my life probably wouldn't be so cool, you know, for real. I mean, I was born in Detroit. I love Detroit. You know, I was born in Southfield, and I do a lot of advocacy. I've been watching what's going on in Flint, and that's just messed up. I'm glad people are actually getting prosecuted. I hope that's true. I don't know what's going on, because God knows what the truth is out there. But all I know is that I support you here at Blackout Radio.
Oh, yeah, and I definitely support you, you know, and any tools that you can, feel free to call in every time.
Definitely. Thank you, Black Tear, for all your support. I appreciate it.
No problem. You take care.
All right. Peace. Have a good night.
You too. All right, y'all. I just want to give a big shout out to right there was Ann Jules. Big shout out to her. She is definitely a big fan of the show. Y'all go look her up, Ann Jules. We're going to take one more caller, and then we're going to go ahead and get to my special guest, Marquell. And we will be playing this track These Days before I bring him on for the full interview. I got 708-801. You're live. Please state your name and where you're from. 708-801. You're live. Okay, I guess they're not there. We're gonna try one more. We're gonna try one more caller, and then we're gonna get to the special guest. 475-777, you're live.
Hey, what's up? This is Mike Cash calling out CT. Stand up, CT. I want to let everybody know I'm performing live May 17th at RVP Studios in West Haven on 221 Bull Hill Lane. That's May 17th at 221 Bull Hill Lane, RVP Studios in West Haven. I'm performing live. Legendary Ron G going to be in the building. DJ Nietzsche going to be in the building. And DJ G-Money the Prince going to be in the building. So definitely going to be lit.
Okay,
also,
that's
I want to give
up.
A quick shout out. Well, my bad.
Yeah, where can everybody find you at, bro?
They can find me on Facebook at Mike Cash, on Instagram at Real Mike Cash. You can find me on SoundCloud at Mike Cash, Twitter Mike Cash. I'm definitely doing some big things popping. I got a mixtape on the way entitled Cash Flow coming out with the single Hollywood Treatment, so definitely be on the lookout for that. I want to give a quick shout out to Chanel Logan of LeRae Records, my manager as well. Without her, I'd be lost, man. She gave me nothing but support, love, guidance, and all that. So I want to definitely shout out her for all her love and support and all that.
Oh, yeah. You got anything else you want to throw out there?
Yeah, if you're sorry with you, I can spit something real quick, you know, let everybody know I got that.
You already know what time it
is, huh? All right, I got you. I guess I'm supposed to show my crazy side. A couple voices in my head, I hope they stay inside. I'm wide-eyed and feeling bushy-tailed. It's 3 a.m. again, time to raise some hell. The devil get the henny ready. I'ma lose control, so it's getting deady. Plenty bodies in my closet rotting. I'm the devil's favorite, Satan's greatest prophet. God sent me here to throw the Virgin Mary. Oh, this sucker, girl. She hate me, I don't give a fuck. I embrace the hate. I'm made with demon's blood. Sure, it run in my veins. Satanic schizophrenic going ham when I bang. Damn, I don't know where I am. All I know is I'm a soldier and I'm deep in the trance. Oh, hell, I'm a murder fool. Let my ego fly like them eagles do. Who you bitches think you playing with? I don't need luck. I be slaying shit. Spraying clips with every verse I spit. But never quote me, boy, because I ain't saying shit. You can make a wish, but I'll never lose. I'ma run the game. I make better moves. Tell the truth, I'm a little scary. Eyes glowing red. I've been blowing merry. Clearly, you ain't even near my level. Senior El Diablo, I'm the fucking devil. Tell these bitches I'm a maniac. Call me Super Cash. I'll be saving rap. It's Attack of the Bastard. I'm a ghost in the night, but I ain't friendly like Casper. And that's it.
Okay. Well, tell them one more time where they can find you at, bro.
They can find me on Facebook at Mike Cash, on Twitter at Mike Cash, Snapchat Mike Cash, SoundCloud Mike Cash. Definitely follow me because we're doing big things. Shout out LeRae Records. Shout out to Chanel Logan. I love it. I love the label. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to you and everything you're doing because, you know, I definitely appreciate, you know, the opportunity to come on, promote, and do my thing. So definitely shout out to you and everything. Shout out to every motherfucking artist on here that's getting their grind out. Everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And tell them one more time where they can find you at, bro.
They can find me on Facebook at Mike Cash. Instagram Mike Cash, Twitter Mike Cash, Snapchat Mike Cash, YouTube Mike Cash. Shit, I'm everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Just look up Mike Cash and you're going to find me rocking with LeRae.
Well, yeah, most definitely, man. Whenever you can, call in every Tuesday and I'll make sure I get you on.
Definitely, I got you.
All right,
appreciate it.
No problem. Big shout out to LeRae Management. And another big shout-out to everybody that's tuning in, everybody that's calling in. Again, I cannot run a show just sitting here talking. I need participation. But we're going to go ahead and bring on my man, Marquell. But before we do that, I want to say free AO to homie. Shout-out to Brisk Squad Monopoly. For those that don't know, I'm an official affiliate of Brisk Squad Monopoly. Shout-out to my big homie, Dollar Rule, for bringing me in. Shout-out to Super Unit, Savage Life. I got a lot of Savage Life artists that's going to be getting interviews as well. Shout-out to Webby, Lil Boosie. You know what time it is. But what's going on, Marquell?
What's going on, man?
Yeah. And before we go further, I just want to say this to all the callers that haven't got on yet. I'm still getting everybody on, so don't hang up. Just going to introduce him to everybody real quick, and then y'all know the deal. When y'all know what's up, y'all get to come on and talk to him, ask him questions, and promote yourself at the same time. And y'all might be able to do a track, a feature, a video. You know, you get the best of both worlds, so just hang tight. So what's up, Marquell? What you want to let everybody know about you, man?
What's going on, man? It's Marquell Del Juan. Man, I just want the world to know, man. You know, we got some heat, man. That's more than anything. You know, I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. You know, and I'm currently working on two projects right now at the same time. One is with me and my father. This is a father-son album. That's in conjunction with the movie that we just got done releasing. I'm one of the executive producers on that movie. Called The System, and it's basically a story about, you know, the injustices going on in the country right now as far as police shootings and stuff like that. So we're working on, me and my father are working on the album in conjunction to that called Don't Listen. That's going to be released here shortly. We don't necessarily have a date just yet. We're currently mixing. And while I'm doing that, I'm working on my project called Choices. That's going to be dropping immediately after the Don't Listen project. It's going to be on pre-order. And it's on all platforms. And yeah, man. So we've just been really just moving for the past 3 years, just grinding and making this stuff happen.
Okay. And as far as, you know, if somebody wants to check out your material, where can they look you up online at?
Words. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that at Marquell Del Juan. That's spelled MARQUEL. Del Juan spelled DELJUAN. And that's Marquell Del Juan.
Right. And so you started off with the music game young. What were some of the influences that, you know, made you decide to want to be an artist?
I'd have to say a lot of music my mom's put me on to more than anything, like a lot of Erykah Badu, Common, Mos Def, Andre 3000, and just a crazy variety of artists like that my mom's put me on to.
Okay. And yeah. So what? How would you describe your style as an artist, you know, for the people that haven't checked you out? Is it an artist you can compare yourself to, or just think?
A lot of people compare me to Kendrick, you know. But I got this song, you know, I put out. It's called Sound. You can check that out on YouTube. I always drop everything a day early on YouTube. So if you subscribe there, you get all the new stuff a day early, you know what I mean? So, you know, I dropped a song called Sound, you know, and it's kind of a testament to just, you know, I have my own sound. But I guess if we're gonna compare, I guess it's like I don't know. I have a little bit of something for everybody. I could chop if you want me to chop, you know what I mean? I could take it hip hop. I could. You know, do a little melody. I could do a little bit of everything, you know, so.
Okay. And so your father ended up getting you basically started into the studio or, you know. And,
yeah. Yeah, I've been around the studio all my life.
Okay. And was he an artist? Because I don't know if I got clarification, but was he, you're saying he was an artist himself or?
Yeah, he was an artist. That's kind of where, you know, from my viewpoint, where I saw him doing most of my life was rapping and making beats and stuff. So, you know, then, you know, as I got older, he kind of got out of rapping and I kind of got more into it, and he kind of veered off into film. And then he created this movie, this movie. And then he reached out to me. I was still in the military at the time, and he reached out to me and he said, you know, I need some music, man, and I hope you've been writing. And, you know, of course I've been writing. So I came down here for, you know, a few weeks and recorded pretty much half the tape all in a matter of a week. And, you know, I went back and then I was like, I'm done. I'm getting out the military and I'm doing this full time. So it's just been go mode since then.
Okay. And I'm going to ask two more questions, and to all the callers, don't hang up. But again, when I do let y'all on, please make sure you ask my special guest at least one question, even if it's, hey, how can we do a track together, you know. And then after you acknowledge him, you'll be able to promote yourself. But far as the soundtrack, you know, for the system, how does that feel, you know, being able to know that it's going to be a theatrical release, you know, this year? How does it feel being able to know that you have that under your in your career so far?
Man, it's crazy, to be honest. Just honestly, just watching my father, like have an idea and then just do it. And that's how it's always been my entire life. Like just watching him just think about something and then say, well, fuck, let's do it. What are we talking about? You know what I mean? Like, so I always thought that was dope.
Yeah, you know, that's how it should be, far as,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I know this off subject, off topic, but, you know, far as parenting in America in general, you know, the parents are supposed to be assertive and show the kids what to do and how to do it and things like that.
Exactly.
But far as, and then after we get a few callers on, of course, we're going to go back to the interview. But far as choices, you know, is there any special features on there that's going to be, or any special production you want to talk about, or is it mainly in-house, or like in a circle?
So I guess a special feature I do have that I know for sure, I have Corey Guns on one of my songs.
Oh my goodness.
It's just,
that's the guy.
Yeah, man. I've been a huge fan that's another, you know, one of my huge inspirations. Like, I'm a huge fan of Corey Guns. Like,
tell him Torres got you. What's up, man, when you get a chance?
You said what now?
Yeah, I said tell him Torres. You might know my cousin Torres Scott. He's he'd be out there in Arizona, but
Torres,
real good.
I actually have met him. I met him at the studio.
Yeah, that's my cousin.
He's from California.
Yeah, that's my cousin, yup.
That's nuts, man. Yeah, he's got some bangers, man. He's a producer, right?
Yup. He do the EP, man.
Yeah,
he real good friends with Corey, so as soon as I heard that, I'm like, you make sure you tell that, man.
Oh, I didn't even know he was good friends with Corey. I've actually only met him once, but I met him at the Stu. I played him a few tracks, and I follow him on Instagram, but we just never reconnected. It wasn't on though, like, you know, nothing, but, you know, we just never, you know, got back in contact. But that's nuts though. I have met him. It's a small world, man.
Yeah, shout out to my cousin. But yeah, so you ready to jump into some callers, man?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. All right,
and again, I know some of y'all, probably this is your first time calling to the show. So why don't you tell them your name, you know, and where they can find you at real quick.
It's Markel Del Juan. That's spelled MarkelDelJuan. And you can find me everywhere at Markel Del Juan. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that. I don't have a Snapchat, but yeah, everything else, I'm there.
Okay, y'all, he's my special guest for tonight. Normally I have just an open call promotion. So my point of having him introduce himself is when I let you on, please ask him at least one question. Like I said, I don't care if it's can we do a track together, you know, just something to acknowledge him. And then after that, you'll be able to promote yourself and also just be respectful and mindful. It's got 682221. You're live. Please state your name, where you're from.
Hey, man, it's your boy, Young Prince from Dallas, Texas, man. Just want to ask the cat, man, you know, I got a chance to see Corey Guns. I got to be on stage for Corey Guns like year before last at South by Southwest as, doing a little tour. And just wanted to know, man, you know, because I got a vibe with him. He's a laid-back person. What kind of vibe did you get from him? You know, like, how did you feel being around Corey Guns? Because to me, like you said, I've always been a big fan of Corey Guns. So just being in the vicinity of this type of person, knowing his, you know, his flow is real, it's legit. And did it give you inspiration to keep pushing, to keep writing?
Man, when he came to the studio, you know, I was about 18 at the time, like, and, you know, he came to the stew, And he was a cool dude, real cool. You know what I mean? He was chopping it up. He didn't come to the studio flashy or nothing, you know, stunting on nobody with Gucci or none of that. He came through in flip flops and some gym shorts, you know what I mean? Like real cool, real humble dude, you know what I mean? And sat down, I played the beat, and it was like for real, no bullshit, like 30 seconds, dude got up and got in the booth and just ripped the shit. Like, it was mind blowing, man. Like, and that shit really pushed. I feel like really pushed me to strive for world for greatness, man. For real.
That's what's up. That's what I'm saying. Same time, man. Hey, man. You know what I'm saying, let me hear y'all play that. Ayo, the homie. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey. Yeah.
Well, yeah. We man, definitely you know gonna saying? Get to Ayo. Shout out to Free Ayo, the homie. But before you go, man, you an artist or what you got going on?
Oh, yeah, I'm an artist, man. Yeah, I'm an artist, you know what I'm saying? It's Young Prince, 1719. You can catch me on YouTube. I got 3 videos on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? I'm one part of 4 members, you know what I'm saying, on the TTP, you know, Texas True Productions and D-Time, that is Texas Triple D Stand Up, you know, just we out here doing our thing, man. But you can find us on YouTube at The Super Crew. It's THADA Super Crew, you know what I'm saying? But it's spelled with a K, not with a C.
Okay.
Oh.
And most definitely, man, the show runs every Tuesday, every single Tuesday, same time, same number. So if you ever want to get on and promote something like tonight, you can even go longer, you know what I'm saying? You can freestyle, whatever you're trying to do. Just hit the lines, all right?
Nah, that's a bit, man, that's a bit.
All right, for sure. All right, Marquell, you want to let them know something before we go to the next caller?
No, that was dope, man. We can go to the next caller.
All right, and again, y'all, please at least have one question for my special guest, you know, just out of respect. And shout out to all the callers tonight. We got 916. Oh, yeah, Free AO, the homie. 916-914, you're live. Please state your name, where you from.
Hey there, Eddie. This is Chanel Leray with Leray Records, Leray Management. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. I wanted to ask the special guest, since you've had such a musical background, what is the future? Do you plan on making any attributes to producing, or are you going to stay with being a musical instrument yourself?
I definitely want to veer into producing. When I was younger, I played the trumpet pretty much from the 5th grade to my senior year in high school, and I just kind of gave it up. And I kind of wanted to get back into that because the Don't Listen album that we're about to drop, it's all live instruments, but I didn't get a chance to play any of them, so it's like I want to definitely veer into more production and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, just listening to you and just with such a musical background, I think that, you know, just it would probably come really natural to you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I said just from hearing you and throughout the interview this evening, it sounds like it would really come natural to you to go into that. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck to you. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm over here in California, in Sacramento, California.
Oh, Sacramento. That's not too far from
me. Yeah. No, you can look me up, Leray Management, Leray Records. If you ever need anything over here in the West Coast, just let us know. You know, we're always here to help out and extend a helping hand on anything, you know, like me, Eddie,
yeah, right.
You know. We're all extensions
on,
all across the
Instagram.
United States. Instagram is Leray Management.
Can you spell that for me?
L-A-R-A-Y, and then the word management, and I should pop up.
Oh, okay, found you.
Yeah, great. Well, listen,
give
best of luck. You know, it sounds. Yeah, go ahead and follow me, and we'll be in touch, and that's what this all about is, reaching out and making connections, and it's all appreciated through Eddie and all that he does and all his listeners and all the artists that also come on and, you know, freestyle and show their art. So, you know, I'm always here to support. And I appreciate you, Eddie.
Yeah, but did you want to let people know about yourself or that's it?
Oh, man. Absolutely. I appreciate that, you know, that platform. Larae Management is an evolution of Larae Records that would just launch this month. And, you know, we're really just going to be branching out throughout the United States. Like Mike Cash came on. He's from Connecticut. Our other artist, Black Moses, he'll be on shortly. He is in New York. And we have Cozy Mo, and he's out there in Pennsylvania. So, you know, we touch all areas. You know, we really want to, you know, go global on our goal. And, you know, we'll be presenting some artists coming out. And we are going to be announcing our record label launch. It's going to be a party. You know, we're going to have a lot of tastemakers there. And, you know, we definitely invite, go ahead and submit your music. And, you know, we'll put it on there with the DJ. And, you know, we'll just have a party with all the underground love, you know. But that's coming up. And, you know, you can always take a look, like with Instagram. That's Larae Management. Larae Records is the page on Facebook. And, you know, it's just really beginning. And it's a long time coming. So we're really excited about what we're going to be doing here as a team. Appreciate you, Eddie.
Okay, and that's it?
I believe so. You know, I'm short and sweet. If you guys know me, anyone listening, you guys know I don't really do small talk.
Right.
You know, but I sure do appreciate you. And, you know, just keep listening. The artists will be playing their music, and that's all it's about. So I appreciate your time.
Well, yeah, and definitely any tools that you have a chance, feel free to call.
Always, always. You know, I'm going to try to make this a weekly thing, and, you know, we'll be touching as many ears as possible.
All right. And you take care.
All right, you take. Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Before we get to the next caller, sir, you got anything else you want to throw out there?
Yeah, man, that was dope, man. We all good. I'm ready for the next one.
Well, I mean, since you got this and tall callers, I'm about to get to everybody, so please don't hang up. You want to kick a quick little freestyle for them, man, so they know what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, I got you. Let me see. Oh, man, here we go. Yeah. Citizen and crazy, ain't nobody stopping the flow. I do this for the love, and plus it's profitable. Aim at her door, cause I'm offitable. Kicking, jigging, sipping with my bitch, I'm kicking comfortable. What the fuck you mean this isn't marketable? Man, I could tell that you a... Man, I could tell that you a bitch by how your crew acting. Like, where they do that? Scrapping about a bitch that your whole crew tap. Pay attention. See, Luda said, we're the last of a dying breed. So I'm keeping the hope alive every time I'm planting my seed. And you should hope that I die a very bloody death. Utterly milking out the game until there's nothing left. You want to F with us, I'd leave you shook. Like a net to sketch off the books, better place your best. Defecate on the face of vets. I'm that essential. See, this that verbal nut for you pussies. And this a death sentence for niggas thinking we took it. So next time you're thinking to overlook me, better think about your family tragedy for your rookies, for real.
I heard that. Tell them where they can get you, find you at, man, ASAP.
You said what, Najee?
I said tell them where they can find you at again, ASAP.
You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, on Twitter, at Markel Del Juan. That's spelled MarkuelDelJuan. DelJuan.
All right, now y'all heard them fire bars, so you ready to get back some callers, man?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
All right, we got 718-913. You're live. Please state your name, where you from.
Dirty. P-Town.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
Dirty from P-Town.
Oh, Dirty from P-Town, I thought. What's up? So, you want to ask my guest something or before you promote?
Well, yeah, like, what style, like, you sitting on right now, my boy?
I'm sorry?
Whose style, like, what style you sitting on right now? You being, like, you try to be, like, the river flow, or you just like a laid back flow?
I think I come with some bars, and then I could chop with it too. You know, I could slow it down, you know what I mean, and really come with some bars. But I feel like bars are super important, you know what I mean, and it's something that a lot of cats aren't doing no more.
Facts, true facts. Yeah, because I'm trying to be a guest up here too, because I'm going to keep it real. I'm an old head, but I got bars for you young bucks too, you heard?
Absolutely, man, I believe it.
All right, you just keep hanging on, bro, and good luck to you out there, you heard?
You as well, my guy.
All right.
Hey, P, Dirty, your name for Dirty, right?
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
So what you want to let everybody know about you, man? What's up?
Well, me, I'm like the laid-back classic-type rapper. You know, I represent for the old heads, bro. I don't be calling chicks out their names. I make the better side of music, you know what I mean? Like, my cousin is your next guest, Black Moses. He's the next guest that's on y'all thing. So, you know, you're like my style. Trust me.
Okay. Well, you want to throw something out there, man? Some bars?
Hey, it don't matter to me, bro. If you sure your ears are ready for it.
Let's go, man.
Hey.
Peep it. Shit crazy right now. Pockets low. Boy, there's a bitch, my nigga, nowhere to go. Rob hit me up, nigga, like it's time to show. I twist my fingers up, nigga, say let's rock and roll. Money on my mind, plus my body growling. I ain't got time for talking when this thing wilding. Back with bastards leading the pack while my little nigga Rue exterminate the rats. Just something small for you.
Ooh.
Well, tell them one more time where they can find you at, man.
Well, I'm in P-Town, Paterson, New Jersey, yo.
Media?
Excuse me?
You don't got no social media?
Oh, yeah. Also, I have a show coming up also on the 22nd of this month, on a Sunday, at New Blue Classic Club in New York, 62C Ave. You can find me on SoundCloud. Look me up, Dirty. Gotta Get
right.
More. That's my first single coming out. It's gonna be Gotta Get More. That's another track that's flaming right now.
Okay. Well, most definitely, man, the show runs every single Tuesday, same time and number, so you feel free to call in every Tuesday if you want.
Facts. I got you, my boy, Most Def.
All right, and thanks for calling, man.
No doubt. Thanks for accepting me, bro.
Sure.
Yes.
All right, sir. You got something else you want to throw out there, or you want to keep it moving?
Shit. I mean, whatever you trying to do.
No, man. It's your interview. You got to tell me what's up.
Shit. Let's keep it moving.
Why don't you drop one more 16 for him, man?
Another joint? I got you.
Yeah, come on.
Shit, let's see.
Now, hold on to all callers. I'm getting everybody on, so do not hang up, please. Let's go, man.
Look, fell asleep. I had a dream last night. It was crazy, man. All my niggas was with me. Sacks was throwing out 50s, 20s, and 5s. It's crazy now because we struggle to stay alive or stay afloat. Never sold dope. Put the pen to the paper, my nigga. I sold quotes. We was out here giving the city hope. You niggas hoping my fall, which gave us reason to gloat. Give me a minute, it's off of their heads. They want cold, but I'm giving them arson instead. More like harder than arsenic. Leave them orphan off in the coffin. Regret that he talking shit. These niggas be walking around with that stale face. This chick be walking around with that kale taste. The squad for the make it, and I can smell greatness. You come near, and I can tell hate it.
I got to talk. I got to tell what I feel. I got to talk about my life as I see it.
Throw some bars, bro. Bars.
You said
some bars. Let's get to some more callers, man. I got 507-438. You're live. Please take your name from, please.
Yeah. This is Kev Campbell, man. AO head manager. Just calling to give a shout out to that boy AO, the homie. Free the real, free AO. That tour coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Free AO, man. The realest back. That's what's up.
Yep.
That's all you wanted, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and get some love to my boy. That's all it was, man. Just let people know.
All right.
Be on the lookout.
You don't got no business or nothing going on you want to throw out there?
We just working on that tour, man. Just look out. We got that nationwide tour coming, man. We about to do it real big.
Want to get some people information on that?
Yeah, we're going to be hitting up different cities with the Free to Real tour. I know we got Dallas, Texas, Tupelo, Mississippi. We got the Twin Cities. Man, we got stuff all over the U.S. lining up. If artists want to get on this tour, you know, all you got to do is hit me up. My name's Kev Campbell. You can find me on Facebook, based out of Minnesota. Look me up, Hood Yoda. It's tied to my name. And I can get you set up and get you on that tour, let you know how we can get you on for the whole tour.
Okay. And most definitely, man, the show run every single Tuesday, same time and number, so you can call in and plug the tour.
All right, best believe. I will definitely do that. Hey, stay up and blessings, man. We love you. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Oh, same to you, bro.
All right. It's up.
Yep. All right, man. So we definitely gonna get back to some callers and Free AO the homie. But besides, like, I hear the Kendrick Lamar in there, and you definitely got your own little twist. It's not like you're trying to take. Like, you know what I mean. It's not like you're trying to mimic his whole style. You got your own little twist. So big shout out to you. But what's the main goal? Are you just trying to stay independent, or are you trying to get the major label attention?
Man, I feel like with what I'm coming with, man. Like, I feel like it could go either way. I don't feel like with the type of music that we got, like, you know, the type of music I got in store right now, I don't think I'll necessarily need the label. You know what I mean? But I
you
mean,
know
if,
what
it, if it happens, then I'm not opposed to it. You know what I mean?
You know what you should have did? I don't know where you was at, if you was asleep, with the BET Freestyle Fridays. I don't know how you ain't signed up for that. You would have been an instant hit. I don't know how you didn't get on.
Huh. I don't think I was old enough. I used to watch him, but I was young.
No, it just happened. I just got hip to it because one of my guys was actually on. This happened last month, I believe, but he was actually a contestant on there. But they had like 30 people from the U.S. come up. But I don't think it was that much promotion because 30 people. But you know, you got any music videos coming up, any tours or any show dates?
I got a local show coming up here on the 12th. That's gonna be this Thursday.
Okay,
that's
where is
this
that
Thursday. We're gonna be turning up at the Last Exit Live. There's any Arizona listeners, you know. We're gonna be over there downtown. Gonna be dope. We got J Rob headlining the show. So there's a, you know, birthday bash. So it's really gonna be dope. He said it's definitely gonna be sold out. So.
Oh, that's what's up. You already selling out. All right. Well,
I'll just speak to the lineup. You know, I go take, you know, no that credit. So, but, you know, that's it's just a good look. You know.
Okay, and ready to take some more callers.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
And big shout out to all the callers, Free AO, the homie. We got 845-536. What's going on?
Yeah, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. It's your boy Black Moses. What's going on, Ed?
You tell me, man.
No, I'm back up on your show, man. Like your show. First off, I want to give a fat shout out to Lerae Records, Lerae Management, and Chanel, of course. Big homie, Mike Cash. Of course, my cousin Dirty, you know. And I want to give some love to my man Marquette right there. Yo, you know, I don't have a question, but I want to show some support, man. You keep doing what you're doing and making something out of yourself,
man.
People are behind you, man. The more and more, you know, you put yourself out there with the things that people appreciate, no matter how hard it may get. I mean, if they appreciate it, they're going to continue to come, young brother. So, you know, keep doing your thing, man.
Oh, yeah, and before, you got something you want to throw out there, Black Moses?
Well, you know, I was promoting the new single, Devil in a Dress, but I know you got more tracks. I'm not sure if you're going to play anything tonight, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I'm glad we put a show out, yup.
Definitely, and, you know, maybe I'll take a little freestyle.
Yeah, you flipped the flip right? Like, that shit was fire. Like, I was playing it after the show, like, this guy crazy, man.
Well, you know, being persistent, man, a lot of hard work, man, you know. And, you know, because it's about innovation, your own innovation, and you know, you know, paying attention and showing love to those that paved the way for you, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's what that's what it comes out, it sounds like, you know? Because I have the respect and the honor of the craft, and I just try to, you know, be on top of my game and, show my talent.
Okay.
Word.
Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you at, man?
Yeah, definitely. You can check Black Moses out on Facebook at Black Moses, or you can check me out on Instagram at Black Moses NY845. And, you know, I got a new video soon to come, and like LeRae said, we throwing a party, a big party. It's gonna be live, man. We're gonna be lit. No.
Okay. Well, if y'all got any hype man positions, man, let me know.
Definitely, definitely. Hey, before I get off,
I
take a... Go ahead, man.
Yeah. Well, definitely every
man.
Tuesday if you can, man.
All right. Well, yo, let me kick a I'm gonna kick a verse if you don't mind. Put some balls
Let's
out
go.
There. All right, finesse. Jumps around like an acrobat. Eating all your silly punks like Diggum Smacks. To be realistic, I'm the remainder. Burning if he's up in my torture chambers. I'm here to entertain, not to rename the laws of rap. Writing my rhymes on my own scrap. I don't understand why they call me a new jack. Feeling real good with your girlie on my lap. Now that comes to show that I don't play around. Give me some room if you don't, you're going down. The young mighty one is donating no bodyguards. Like COH, I'm coming on hard. I understand that people don't know my name, so put your head together, cause this is not a guessing game. Now get calm, let's drop the bass in. Black Moses, a.k.a. Jonathan. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, what the fuck? See, I'm known to swing a party like some goddamn nunchucks. I can't lose in the rules and never bent, but yo, I roll on niggas like a bottle of deodorant. Women surround me in mass suffocation. Girlies like, I take you like my name was Jackie Mason. Sweet and huggable, never lost my soul, cause pussy finds me like I'm a fucking SOS code. And if she's, I forget you not. I mean, your rhymes are artificial like you got them from DuPont. You can't hang with the slang, goddamn. All I said was fucking shut up, and I silenced the lambs. I'm known for breaking MCs down from head to toes and causing mass static like an electrician is blowing his nose. My skills are fat for all mankind, while your rhymes are like a nickel. They ain't worth a dime. I find time to execute as a hobby. And if you didn't know, shit, you probably should have asked somebody. Peace.
Okay. Tell them one more time where they find you at, sir.
Yes, yes, y'all. This is Black Moses. You can find me on Facebook. You can definitely find me on Ed's show, the Blackout Radio. It's definitely off the chart. And, yo, fat shout-out to my Quest once again, yo. Keep doing your thing, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, persistence overcomes resistance. Keep prospering, young blood.
Yeah, man, you too, man. I appreciate that for sure.
No doubt, no doubt. And, yo, Ed, man, one love, fella.
Yeah, and I'll be playing your track before the show off.
All right, I got you, man. Appreciate that.
Sure. And, yeah, I almost forgot. Big shout-out to Fleetwood, the Cotton Pickers, man. Big shout-out to Fleetwood. Been on the tip of my tongue. Big shout-out to Fleetwood. But, yeah, before we get to the next caller, man, you got anything you want to throw out there, sir?
Shit, I mean, you trying to do another verse?
Let's go, man.
Look, I said, Is this a question? Ain't my sentences intricate, sinister? I diminish, replenish, and then diminish her. And I know you're thinking, goddamn, he spit amazing. I'm trying to get up my buzz, be the topic of conversation. Contemplating how to get in the pockets of mom and papas. My M.O. is to get to an M. If I have to pop ya, I will. I ain't talking to steal, but bet I sock ya. I'm a python, stalking my prey. You like maracas, you shook. So look, trick level 5, I took 6. And on a 7th, price send you to heaven. It's like euphoria, very massive historia. Heat to the much of cornea. Stomping drag queens like De La Hoya, the Gloria King. Nobody body me, homie, you take the foria. All kicks when I'm done. You're looking like I switch picture, I switch picture, flip your chick, sick with spit, little homie, sip the slick crystal, niggas hating, so why not, cause I got these bars clear, eyes when I drop, I'm past words, when gossipers pass words, surrounded by all stars, can't see me like passwords, sit back when you, I don't know, something like that.
Can't see me like passwords, that's what I'm talking about. Why don't you tell me where Tony can find you at, sir?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Markel Del Juan, Facebook at Markel Del Juan, Twitter at Markel Del Juan. That's spelled MarkelDelJuan.
All right. And most definitely want to give a big shout-out to Ayo the Homie, shout-out to Andrew, shout-out to Mr. 810, Carlito. Shout out to Brick Squad, Monopoly, and everybody. But you got some names you want to drop, man? Somebody you want to shout out real quick?
Shit, man, I gotta give a shout out to, you know, my pops, IRock Daniels. Y'all can follow him on Instagram at IRock Daniels. Shout out to T the Vet, Colfax the Kid, Hayes Third, Yako the Don. You know, the whole Wayward Squad, man. So.
Okay, let me ask you this, man. You got any when your project officially dropping the whole project?
We actually don't even have a date on that thing.
Okay, because the reason why I asked that is because I was
exactly, you know what I mean? You said what now?
Yeah, I would like to bring you on for like a 4 more. In-depth interview as soon as you know a specific date, like when the album's coming out.
Absolutely, man. We'll definitely, you know, get in contact with you and you know, let you know when that album's about to drop, and we could definitely do that.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to be in talks with you real soon, and we're going to definitely play that these days, but I don't know, I don't want to hold you up much longer because I know I gave off know your time, a certain time, and I don't want to hold you up past that. So you want to let everybody know about the track these days, because I will be playing that before the show is officially over.
Yeah, man, the track these days is produced by my pops, IRock Daniels. It's the music video. You can find that on YouTube on my channel. It's at Markel Del Juan. And if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, we always release music one day early, so that's where you can find all that. So these days was created by my pops and Stu, and you know, I came back and you know, laid the verse, and it just, you know, came through cohesive like that. So yeah, man.
Oh yeah, and most definitely, I know that you definitely had a talent to make it, and you got the lyricism and the whole package. Like I said, the Kendrick Lamar thing going on with your own style, and that's very the way you can switch up the flows is very special. So I definitely want to hear from you as soon as that album's about to drop, because I can help you promote it and everything.
Yeah, for sure, man.
All right, well, most definitely, I appreciate you coming on the show, man, and I definitely do not forget to hit me up. All right.
Yeah, for sure, man. Thank you, man. Thanks for
and
know,
one
having
last
me.
Question.
Thanks for all the callers,
guests.
Man. For real. That was really dope.
I always ask my guests, how would you rate the Blackout Radio experience?
Oh, I think this is dope, man. I think this is, like, super dope for, you know, for a lot of people that really want to, you know, get their voice heard, and, you know. I think this is super dope, and it's, you know, next level. Nobody is doing this, so, you know, this is dope. I give it a 10, man. Absolutely. All right,
and when that your song get on that movie soundtrack, don't go Hollywood on us, all right? I'm just playing with you, man. Definitely hit me up, though, man. All right?
Good, man. I appreciate you having me. All
right.
Have a good one, man.
You too. All right, y'all. That don't mean the show over with. Still letting on callers. But, again, I don't like to just hold my special guests up past the interview time. So what does that mean? Now, y'all my special guests. So let's get it, man. I got 601-381, you're live. Please state your name, where you from. Okay, no one's there. 601-381, you're live. We got another.
What's down with it, big dog? You already know what time it is, man. It's your boy, Ayo, the homie in the building, man. Ayo!
Hey, man. I tell you, where you should have a cigar and everything, man. You doing big things. Just let everybody know, man, this guy not even in the public. He's incarcerated, and he's making CEO moves behind bars. Y'all understand
man, he's
that?
Behind bars. He's up.
Yeah, but what's up, man? What you want to let everybody know?
Oh, man, I got a lot to say, man, but I'm going to try to make it short, man. The new mixtape just dropped March 16th, man. Frustrated and Focus, man. I just out there with my dog from Cali, Money the Goon. Y'all probably know him for fucking out with Nipsey the Hustle, man. They got some new stuff going on. But we just dropped that mixtape, Frustrated and Focus, man. It's on my mixtape, Sprinter Real. It's on Audio Mac. I got the new single, Naturally, just came out with Money the Goon, man. It's on iTunes. Tada, man, it's on Spotify, anywhere that they selling music at, man. Hey, you're the homie, man. I'm all over the internet right now, man. So y'all check that out. Y'all be tuned in, man. April the 30th, this month right here, I got another mixtape finna drop called Chiller Than You with my dog from Virginia, Tay Dree. Man, y'all, man, be on the lookout. I told y'all last year, though, I was gonna drop a mixtape, man, about 5-6 mixtapes this year. So y'all don't be surprised, you know what I'm saying? It's up, man. But yeah, that's pretty real, too, man. We finna jump that Free the Real tour up in a minute, man. We getting everything right for the Free the Real tour, man. So any order trying to go on tour, man, y'all know what to do, man. Hit me up, man. 601-381-3251. Hit me up. Let me know y'all trying to get on tour. Have your manager to call me. However y'all want to do it, man.
I said that number a little slower, man, so they can hear you.
601-381-3251. Let me say it again for y'all. 601-381-3251. Y'all hit that number. Y'all can text first. Text Free the Real first, man. So I know y'all texting about some business. Y'all text Free the Real to that number right there, man. I know y'all trying to get on that Free the Real tour, man. Man, this summer, man, it's all the way up, man. I will be at the house this summer, man. Man, I'm doing features right now for the low, you feel what I'm saying? So anybody trying to get a feature right now, man, it's basically going to get you a feature right now and just put it back. I'm going to be hot in a minute, you feel what I'm saying? I'm hot right now, but I'm going to be real hot. So go get you a feature for the low and save that stuff, man. Put it in your vault. That feature going to be worth it. It's going to be worth some money later on, you feel what I'm saying? Man, I got my Free the Real clothing out, man. That same number I just gave y'all, 601-381-3251. Y'all take Free the Real to the... take Free the Real clothing. Let me know y'all trying to buy some of Free the Real clothing, man. Free BG, Free C Murder, Free Kodak Black, man. Free all them real niggas, Free Mac. I'm screaming Free the Real, man. Even when I come home, I'm still be screaming Free the Real. That's why I had to tell you that, though, man. You feel what I'm saying? I done met a lot of real niggas since I've been locked up, man. You know, we gonna keep on screaming Free the Real, man. I got another mixtape, man, come out in May, too, man. You feel what I'm saying? It's called Two for Granted. Y'all be on the lookout for that too, man. I got mixtape dropping, man. Dropping, man. I just did a track with Jada Youngin. I know y'all probably know Jada Youngin. I don't think he's signed with nobody right now, but he real hot, man. He's doing meetings on YouTube right now. We just dropped a track. Man, who else I just dropped a track with? I just dropped a track with YP Ruffin. He from Mississippi. He's another little order, man. They doing meetings on YouTube. Y'all check them guys out, man. Man, I just did another track with. Oh, yeah, Lola Monroe, man. She got a song with Boosie, man. Y'all check her out, man. She doing features right now, man. Y'all follow on Instagram, man. Lola Monroe, y'all follow her on Instagram, man. Man, shout out to my whole team, though, man. If you want to start out, man, shout out to my head manager, Kale Cameron, man. He's doing this big thing. Y'all need management, Look him up on Facebook, man. Kev Cameron, man. He's doing big things, man. Booking big shows. Again, you can get your show. Man, get your name out there, man. You know, it ain't about no followers on Instagram. You feel what I'm saying? The followers, that's good. You feel what I'm saying? But, man, listen, man. The man, he getting you out there. You feel what I'm saying? That's all I can say about him, man. I ain't got nothing bad to say about nobody on my team, man. Shout out to Ant. He handling his business, man. All orders, man. He's good A&R, man. Shout out to the whole Savvy Life Super Unit, though, man. You feel what I'm saying, man? Shout out to my big brother, Willie, man. Shout out to his big brother, Derek. Man, shout out to Trill Will, man. Shout out to Lil Trill. Man, who up, man? Shout out to the whole Human Resource Movement, man. Shout out to everybody that got my back right now. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to Full Circle Music Group. Shout out to Blackout Radio. Shout out to Illinois Radio. Man, shout out to the whole Atlanta right now. This man, they download my CD, man. You feel what I'm saying? I appreciate that, man. Shout out to everybody in Baton Rouge that messing with me, man. TBG, man. RPG Money. All them TBG boys, they got my back right now, man. They fucking with the music. Shout out to Trudy Badass, man. Badass Friday, every Friday, man. Something going down in Baton Rouge at us shop, so y'all be on the lookout for that, man. And I got a lot of people, man. You know, I'm shouting them out because I got a lot of people showing me love, man, while I'm out there. You know what I'm saying? So when I get to the house, man, I probably have one of the biggest homecoming parties it is, man. I'm talking about, I'm inviting somebody from every state, man. I think it's like 52 states to be exact, man. I'm inviting somebody from every state to come to my party, bro. I just talked to Kid a while ago. He just signed, you know, he's with 50 Cent. Man, we just chopped it up for like an hour, you feel what I'm saying, man. He was just telling me some real stuff before just being locked up and doing what I'm doing. So, he know, when I come home, man, it's all well, you feel what I'm saying. It's, man, you got niggas like Moneybagg. He used to be signed with Boosie. I don't know if he's still with Boosie because I don't be in his business, but I be talking to him too, man. You got guys like that just be running the play with me, just chopping it up with me on another level, man, for us, man, what to get out of here in the street and forward with the rules, you feel what I'm saying? And, man, you know, I'm just glad a lot of people got my back, man. You feel what I'm saying, man? Shout out to my mama, man, everybody who holding it down, man, you know, doing things that I ain't able to do being my feet out there right now. So, man, shout out to everybody who's holding it down for me, man. Y'all be on the lookout, man, for that Children in You is coming out April the 30th, man. We're going to put a single out probably next week, man, on iTunes, man, Spotify, everywhere. I mean, just go look me up, man. Just type in Ayo. You can Google me now. You feel what I'm saying? Usually, man, last year you couldn't even Google me, man. You can Google me this year, man. You can Google me, man. It tell you what it say about me. You feel what I'm saying? So, last year, you know, I feel like I'm prospering, man. You feel what I'm saying? Every day I feel like, man, I prosper and succeed on something new. So, man, you know, I give all praise to the man above, man, for making a way for me while I was locked up, you feel what I'm saying? To be able to do, it's a lot of guys out there right now, it's hard for them to do what I'm doing while I'm locked up. So, man, I just give all praise to the man above because I know it ain't number him, man, you feel what I'm saying? But I am doing features right now, man, you feel what I'm saying, man? My number, 601-381-3251, man. And I mean, man, shout out to Zaytoven too, man. I just thought about that. Shout out to 808 Mafia and Zaytoven, man, because I just got two beats, man. I got one today, what the day of Tuesday. I got one Saturday, and I got one yesterday, man. So I got one from Zaytoven, I got one from 808 Mafia, man. They want that on, they want to put their beat on my CD, you know what I'm saying? They gave it to me free of charge, man, you know what I'm saying? So I told them I was going to tell the world they gave it to me free of charge. You know, they looking out on me, and I appreciate that, man. You know, they're like with David Brown and T.I. had hooked up. You know, T.I. told him, man, when I blow him, I'm going to come back for you, man, for giving me that beat. He did that, man. Like I just told him, man, they already up, though. But once I get all the way up, man, I'm going to come back. I ain't going to forget y'all gave me them beats right there, man. Y'all looked out while I was locked up, man. I ain't going to forget everybody who done did something for me while I was locked up, man. I ain't going to never forget y'all, man. Y'all know I'm going to come get a bag. Y'all know I'm going to return that favor, man. Like, when you get to the top, you don't loan money or nothing no more. You just do favors, you feel what I'm saying? Them guys, they do favors for me, man. I appreciate everything that they doing for me, man. Shout out to Big Brother Whippin', man. Saving like the dumb way, man. Back to the bubble, man.
Oh, yeah, big shout-out to Webby and Lil Boosie. But why don't you tell them one more time where they can find you at, sir?
I'm going to start off with Facebook first, man. So, you know, Facebook popping. Ayo the Homie Everett. AYOTHAHOMIE Everett. It's on Facebook. Y'all look me up on Facebook, man. I don't know if I can friend nobody on Facebook right now. I think I got too many people on that page, so... Go on another page, Ayo Gang, AYOGANG, and my music page right there, man. I'm going to tell you about the Free the Real Tour and all that stuff. Instagram, you follow me at Ayo the Homie. You spell it the same way. And Twitter, you follow me at AO underscore homie. Man, let me see. Man, you find me on www.superunit.neen.com, man. You know, all artists, man, that's free promotion right there, man. Y'all go sign up on that Super Unit 7 Light Radio page right there, man. That's a free website. Y'all sign up, get y'all music out there, get y'all videos out there, man. Man, Big Dog gonna send y'all a message, let y'all know. He appreciate y'all signing up on the website and everything, man. You get one-on-one talks, man, with the head, man. Big Dog, man. But y'all sign up at www.superunit.neen.com, man. That's another website y'all check me out on, man. Another website, man, www.fullsuckermusicgroup.com, man, /AOTheHomie, man. Y'all type that in, man. Say it again, www.fullsuckermusicgroup.com, man. And my Big Dog True Wheel Radio. This is Will's site, man. We got True Radio. We got Satellite Radio, man. We're going to have that AO the Homie radio station in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, we're going to take it slow. We ain't going to move fast on. We're going to take it slow, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, don't even come fast but a crack. You know, I learned patience. But, yeah, y'all look me up, though, man. Wells, man. Where else you can find me at, man? I'm going to get my number out one more time, man. This is my main line right here, man. I don't usually do this, but it's strictly business, man. 601-381-3251. I got the free to real clothing out. I'm doing verses. I can help you get on. I can book you shows from in here, man. You feel what I'm saying? Like, for artists out there, man, who ain't got no shows and nothing going or nothing like that, man, hit that number up, man. I got people who can real life get you shows booked, man. I know club owners, man. I can get you a show booked. You feel what I'm saying? So, man, if you can't get your show booked, man, hit me up, man. I'll be your manager when I'm locked up, man. You feel what I'm saying? Man, just hit me up, man. You feel what I'm saying? I don't realize, man. Like, I'm just reaching out, though, to all the artists, though. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I talk to artists in every state right now, man, down there. Man, you know, man, and, you know, it feels good, though, to be able to talk to all these local artists. I ain't going to say local. I'm going to say underground artists, man. You know, man, they be hitting me up, man. You feel what I'm saying? Just for advice and all type of stuff like that while I'm locked up, man. It feels good to be able to talk to them and motivate them and encourage them to do better out there with their career and help them find another way to go about their career. They feel like they having trouble doing this or trouble doing that, and they want a little advice from AO the Homie. And why my name, AO the Homie, man. I'm AO the Homie for real, man. Y'all don't forget what they stand for, man. That AO, that's the Aggravated Youth Organization, man. I'm just the homie of the organization, you know what I'm saying? So that's what that name stands for, AO the Homie. I'm the homie for real, man. I ain't got no beef with no nigga in the industry, man. I know they were saying about this and that and this and that. Y'all see, I just did a song with Jada Youngin. We had words on Instagram one time, man. You feel what I'm saying? Man, that's dead, man. We just did a song to let y'all know, man. We ain't on no beef, man. We trying to get a bag, man. Look out for the future, man. Help these kids, man. You feel what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. Oh, yeah, man. I got another thing I want to say, too, before I go, man. April the 13th, man, one of my business partners, man, she opened up a weed dispenser, man, a legal marijuana dispenser in California right now, man. Man, you know, AO the Homie, man, I'm a shareholder of that business right there, man. Y'all go tune in, man, it's a grand opening, man. They getting away free legal marijuana out there, man. It's in California, man. Next Tuesday, I'm going to give y'all matter of fact, I'm going to give y'all the address right now for that, man. Y'all Google that, man, you feel what I'm saying? Y'all get there, man. Get y'all some of that legal weed, man. You know, it take away the stress, you feel what I'm saying? That legal weed. Y'all get there, man. You feel what I'm saying? They're going to be passing out my T-shirt. They're going to be passing out my CDs and everything. You feel what I'm saying? You ain't even got to pay for it, though. It's going to be free. It's going to be in California, right, though. Oh, man. Man, y'all put this in y'all Gmail, man. And y'all Google this. Give y'all the address, man, because I want everybody. It's a grand opening, you know what I'm saying? They're giving away all type of stuff, man. It's going to be 1114 Elm Street. 1114 Elm Street. Y'all Google that there, man, you know what I'm saying? And, man, listen, man, it's all the way up, man. I'm talking about, like, man, I'm in, man. Every little piece of change I'm getting right now, man, since I'm locked up, I'm investing, man, you know what I'm saying? So when I come to the house, man, I will have a bag, man, for my label to be able to do stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, and it's all the way up, man. I already know my dog. He want me to hit this. He got a favorite bar. And first, he like me to rap every time I call him. You know I got to hit that point before I get off the line. But
yeah, but hold on. To all the callers that haven't got on yet again, y'all, I'm letting on all callers, so don't hang up. If you haven't got on, again, don't hang up. I'm getting on all callers, so please be patient. Yeah, go ahead and drop the bars, man.
Oh man, let me see, man. You know, I'm gonna just hit him with the you wanna have ball like shit, got loot like shit. Boy, I hit when I squeeze, I don't shoot like shit. The H2 won't shit. Now, Brum Lando, my cutlass don't butchers, but fuck it, shout it. I don't ride, though. Lean when I ride slow, the navy in my console. I can cook that crack, but I be so booming pounds, though. Show them how to grind, though. They disdeserving. They call Ayo Bonner. I don't smoke nothing but purple. Lyric is boy murder. Any one of these rappers got the engine in the trunk. They like my copy going babble. Everybody favorite rapper. Request it on demand, man. Shout it, say she shy. Help her popping on the handstand. I hustle for them grand, man. Call it grand hustle. If it ain't about them grand tier, shout out, I say fuck. You wanna have ball like Jordan, got loop like Jordan, get in conversation, no toleration, shoot like Jordan, box Chevy on Jordan. Hey, yo, LeBron James, shout it, lost a man, she saw my dough, little sideways. Now we in the back seat, Gator Glass interior, overdose on pistols, hey, shout it, I be killing them. Overdose on bitches, hey, shout it, I be killing them. Switch in the brain, hey, shout it, I be drilling them. Saying you ain't feeling him, a goddamn lie, call me gasoline, hey, yo, I speak goddamn fast. Usually I'm getting high with the clique riding back. Come with 27.5, I'll probably get you a pass. You wanna have ball like Kobe, got loot like Kobe, get in conversation, can't pay the block, I shoot like Kobe. I got pussy nigga phobia, fucking with these rail cats. Make them that slow, the chopper bullet feed them anthrax. I ride and let the top back. They like, what the top disappearing for? My speaker turned up to the mat. They hollering, they ain't hearing us. Get him, I got him. My chick, it's the track ripple. Asking for the best rapper, bro, I'm that nigga. My stacks bigger. The fiend stay calling with a snow bunny who love to slip and slide on my Spalding. My balls, and on something like that, nigga. D-Wade, man, I'm staying with the heat. That's the poster, and the red dot won't miss you. Let that motherfucker kiss one. Same ass, a lullaby. Nigga, they must want to die. I'm looking for him when I'm riding by. And I'm like Jay-Z, I represent the rock like I'm addicted to it. Till I hate a fucker, matter of fact, stick a dick to him. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, man, he's all the way up, man. Hey, you're the homie, man, the dumb way, man.
Oh, yeah, you know, I definitely appreciate you stopping by, man. Can't have the show without you at least dropping in, man. So, definitely, man, next Tuesday, I know we got to get something organized. I'm going to hit your inbox, all right?
Yeah, hit me up, man. Hit me up, man, because I got a lot going, man. You know what I'm saying? And as a matter of fact, I forgot to say this before I go, and I'm gone, man.
Aw, man. You going to hold up the callers, B?
I got some models, man. Any nigga trying to have a party and have models there? Man, I got like 30 models on my team, man. I'm just like, it don't matter what state you're trying to have, a party, what you trying to have, anything you're trying to do with models hosting it, man, get in my inbox, man. Hit me up, man. I got some of the baddest models in the world, man. It ain't your game, man. Y'all hit me up, man. He's all the way up.
All right, man. And, you know, definitely every Tuesday, all right?
Already, it's up, bro. It's Ayo the homie tuning in with Blackout Radio.
For sure. Well, as y'all can see, check out Ayo the homie. Definitely got a lot going on, a lot to say, so check him out. And we're going to take a few more callers, and then we're going to wrap up because I'm actually over the time. You know, I normally run my show. But we got 225-288. You're live. Your name, where you from, please. 225-288, you're live. All right, we got 810-835. What's going on?
Yo, what's up? What's up? It's Carlito 810 from Flint, Michigan. Yo, what's up, Black
Bro? I checked my email, man. I did not get that track from you.
Didn't it say Def OJ download ready for you?
No, sir.
All right, I'll send it again. I sent it through the thing. You should have said your download for Def OJ is ready.
No, I looked through it. Only got I didn't see yours at all.
All right, I'll send it again tonight.
SD.caches@hotmail.com.
Yep. I copied and pasted. I'll do it again tonight though. Right after I get off here, I'll do it.
I was waiting for you to call in so I could tell you.
For sure, I appreciate that shout out too.
Oh yeah, but what's up, man? I know you got some stuff going on.
Yeah, you know, I got a couple singles out right now. One called Coquito, another one called I Don't Know. The most current one is I Don't Know. It's on defoj.bandcamp.com, free download right now. I got a video coming out, the full video for I Don't Know is coming out soon. I got a maxi single coming out with I Don't Know, Coquito, Coquito remix and the Coquito instrumental. That's going to hit iTunes, title and all that, probably the next couple weeks. Shoot some footage for some more videos from the album Def OJ, which will be following probably right after that. Then I got Born Ultimatum coming this summer. That's the follow-up to Born Identity. I know it's been a long wait, but I wanted to give you something different with the Def OJ. Huh?
Why haven't you did like some sort of, you know how they do the Photoshop with the movie? Like, why you haven't tried? I don't know if you did that yet.
Yeah, because, you know, I design my own cover. And what I do is I kind of take from the movie. Oh, yeah, I just, just try to, you know, the whole thing with me is like Born Identity, it really didn't come from the movie, even though it was a movie. It was a metaphor because, you know, it was like, because I made it capital B-O-R-N, small I-D, capital E-T-I-T-Y, because it was like my born ID, which is my identity, is an entity. You know what I'm saying? I'm an entity in the game. So, you know, I'm an entity MC. You know what I'm saying? God MC. You feel me? Like, but it all tied in with that. So I just, like, I took a little bit, because, like, if you listen to the music, it really ain't got nothing to do with the movie or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
for
promo. I just ain't never, you know me, man, I be always on some other, I'm like, that shit done. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be on the next shit. I be on so much. I be doing so much. I got the shit in Germany about to pop off, the Petticoat Junction. Man, that's about to play on all the radio stations over in Germany. You know, my boy just hit me up from France today. I'm going to do a mixtape in France. Plus, I'm doing a collab with my boy named Jack Barrow in France. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I'm always networking, man. So, like, I just feel like the music is speak for itself. You know, everybody else do a lot of promo with pictures and all that. I just like for the music to speak for itself more than anything. Huh?
So you try to sneak this? You know, because I'm doing a lot of pictures. I was just playing around.
Oh, I'm trying to sneak this.
Yeah.
I thought my phone had rang. No, not you, nigga. Oh, come on, man. You know that. Man, never that, bro. Come on, man. Your whole thing is you a DJ and you a personality. You know what I'm saying? You got way more things going than just putting out mixtapes. And, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be in the public. You know what I mean? I'm just not. I like doing shows and shit. I just ain't like where I'm from in Flint. Anybody is like fighting. It's just saturated. If you ever just get on Facebook and just look at it, it's just saturated with people just, you know, beating dead horses and songs that, you know, it wasn't no good in the first place. They're still trying to promote it. They tagging you. I got 7,900 tags that, you know, people try to stack on my line, you know. So I just try to dip in and dip out. You know what I'm saying? I'm more of a, you know, out here in the streets promoter. You know, I'm from the old school. You know, we had street teams.
Oh, yeah, and to everybody don't know, man, this guy right here, Arista Records Distribution, let him know a little bit about your past, man.
I was signed to Arista Records. We had a distribution deal. We sold 30,000 in the Bay, you know what I'm saying? We sold a lot all over, sold in Japan, we sold everywhere. Right before we broke up, actually, we were supposed to go do a tour in Japan, but me and the crew broke up over some disputes. I did tours with, you know, Fuji's, I've been with The Wu, King Jess, Too Short, MJG, Craig Mack. I've been in the cypher with Old Dirty Bastard and Kuja and Busta Rhymes and CL Smooth. And I battled Channel Live back in the day. They had a song called All We Do Is Spark Madism, and I straight obliterated them. And niggas was coming up to me like, why you this channel, bro? I'm like, dog.
Old Dirty enough.
I remember one line I kicked when I was dissing Channel Live, because that's what happened. See, it started off with me and Channel Live battling. I had both them niggas, you know what I'm saying? And they was wearing flannels back then. And I know, I remember the one line that made everybody went crazy. I said something, niggas, y'all, that's why you, I say, because you know their name was Channel Live. I said, niggas keep talking shit, nigga, I check you like a flannel. I said, all I do is spark madism and I'm live on every channel or something like that. And niggas was like, died and shit. You know, it was freestyle. So, you know what I'm saying? So, it was like, you know,
that's
from when
you
know,
were signed or when you was independent?
Yeah, well, actually, we were signed. But we were still in the, see, that was the beauty of having a distribution deal because we still had the freedom. We toured ourselves. We had our own van. You know, we had it wrapped with our faces and our promo. And, you know, it was a 480 Connell Line 350. We drove it from Flint to Cali to Arizona, Florida. We drove it all over. You know what I'm saying? And we did shows all over. So that was the beauty of it. I mean, the music at that time, I enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? And then it wasn't accepted, you know.
No, I said, oh, yeah, can't none compare to the 90s ever.
Yeah, you know, you enjoyed it. You know, when you met people, like, you know, the first time I met Pac, we got in an argument or whatever. It was almost about to be a fight, and Tretch came through. It was like, y'all niggas brothers, and made us dap it up. And then we came to Flint, we did a show, and we kicked it and talked, and we hung out all night. And it just was like, you know, it was a different time. Like, people just really, you know, if people was battling on music back then, before the Pac and Biggie fiasco, and stayed on wax. You know what I'm saying? Kool Moe Dee never rolled. I mean, even though they wanted to box at one time, Kool Moe Dee never rolled down on LL and shot his homie. You know what I'm saying? They never did no. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you can take it back to the R&B. You know, the Temptations never rolled down on Maze. You know, Frankie Beverly. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we need to get back to that. You know, and I just love music, man. And I just think, you know, if you look at it as a whole, hip hop is cross way more bridges than any other genre. You know, if you look at China right now, that's where the B-Boy National Championship. It ain't even no brothers doing breakdancing. And when these guys win the championship, and this is what we started. You know, we never stay with things. We always jump to the next fad, not knowing that we have a jewel within us right now. All we have to do is nurture it. But, you know, money would always mess that up. You know what I'm saying? So it's sad, but, you know, we still do it for the sake of hip-hop.
Yeah, but shout out to you on these overseas adventures, man.
Oh, man, dog, I'm just trying to make, you know, I'm just trying to make hip-hop known that, you know, a lot of hip-hop started off with, you know, first thing was to educate and to come with some love. You know, that's what the culture is. You know, you saw your homie, you bebopping down the street, what's up, dap up, how you doing, what's going on. You know your people, you knew they family, you knew their parents, you know, all that. You went to have dinner. You don't do that no more, man. So now, you know, that's what's flooded hip-hop. People who, you know, glorify ganging. And even NWA back then, they glorified it a minute, but not like they do now. Not like the Tekashi 6ix9ines and all that. Them niggas ain't even gangsters. And NWA weren't gangsters. They were just from that era. Only gangster really was Eazy-E. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that shit was true. You know, I met Eazy-E. I kicked it with Eazy-E. He was a cool brother. You know what I'm saying? Down here in the cocaine, I did a show with him in San Francisco at this place called The Glass Crutch. I also did a show with Jay-Z when he was with Original Flavor. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I mean? So, like, they was cool dudes, but, like, you knew they was gangsters. I met some gangster niggas in my time. I've been a gangster nigga, whatever. But, like, it wasn't like that, dog. Everybody was trying to further the culture. You know what I mean? And that's what we need to do because that's all we got. You know, think about it. That's all we got. All we got is that's the only way we can be able to be heard out here. We really can't be heard in the government. We really can't be heard nowhere. The only way we can be heard is on the radio. So why not take advantage of that and say something, you know, with some relevance, you know, with some depth, you know? Some people don't get that opportunity.
Sure. You got anything else you want to talk there, sir?
I don't know. You want me to kick a little something real quick?
Come on, man. What kind of question is that?
All right, I'm going to kick this song. I kicked it like 3 weeks ago, but I don't think they really heard me because this is some deep shit. Let me kick it real quick. Yo, we went from pause the kings in this game. Ain't no stopping us. Keep the rooks off my chest with a biscuit and let them sop it up. I'm out here to kill these birds that be mocking us. by the fetus, a little bit starving, trying to stop the bus, and the bed is when CJ roams off the lettuce. I spin them and keep them planted. No matter the point they make, they can't set us back. Even though they be trying to front, they whack, ready to flip and die in the stunt. I've been holding bars, so I had to keep my chin up. So when you see me, salute El Capitan.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. He said, you've been holding bars, so you got to keep your chin up. Run it back, man.
I said, I've been holding bars, so I had to keep my chin up.
Yeah.
So when you see me, salute El Capitan with a tin hut. And them curves be so elegante, pin strut. See, I listen to fuck with the track first and then nut. On any song I'm on, I'm taking and making my bitch. Why half you niggas funny style, you take it and switch. Poor niggas nightmares. Poor niggas nightmares. His dreams are making it rich. Can't even fight there. It seems they taking a stitch.
Yeah.
Off the top fabric. And now hip-hop's embarrassed. It's all for the love. It's all for the book and the love. They don't even like to share it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. That's what's up.
Yes,
oh, yeah, you didn't even see your website, man.
Oh, yeah. Carlito 810, hit me up. The website, IM810 is down for construction right now, but you can get me a Carlito 810 Instagram, Carlito 810 Twitter, Carlito 810 on Facebook, Carlos Carlito Johnson on Facebook. And, IMA10.com will be back up. And DefOJ.bandcamp.com, that's all the Def OJ new album that I'm doing, a.k.a. my name is Chucky V, Charlie Valentine, you know what I'm saying? Got to come with the smooth, ill gangster type, you feel me? But
yeah, for real, man, I need you to email me because I was checking it to see and I never got it, man.
Bet. I'm going to do it soon as I get off the phone.
All
right. I got you.
Well, most definitely. I definitely appreciate you hitting the lines, man, and I need you call every Tuesday if you can.
For sure, man. Shout out to Ayo the homie, man. Free Ayo the homie, free the real, man. I was listening to him, man. He got some bars. I like that Southern draw on my family from Arkansas, so, you know, I love that. You know, he was kicking some real, too. So, you know, shout out to that. Salute to him, man, doing behind the thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, he can't wait to see you touch that fresh air. So when he do, I heard he's going to be 100 miles of running. You feel me? So salute to that movement, man. Salute to you, bro. And, you know, man, I just appreciate this, man. You know, the platform, get to, you know, really speak on some hip-hop. You know, it's I like to listen to people. And, like, you know, you have people from all over, different, you know what I'm saying? They sound different. They talk different. And they all on the same thing. So, you know, hopefully, you know, this shit can spread. You could be the head of this. We spread it out, make it all love, and get this money.
I ain't trying to be the head of nothing, man. Like I said, I can't run no show if y'all not calling. It's just that something.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, you can't get nowhere if it ain't no highway. You know what I'm saying? You are the highway. You know what I mean? So, you know, if people can't connect, how they going to connect? Right?
Yeah, I guess.
You bring it up together.
Man, enough about me, man. Let them know one more time where they can
What's
get
up?
You, man.
Carlito 810, man. From anything, Instagram, Twitter, Carlito 810 on Instagram, on Facebook, Carlito 810 on everything. Google me. You can Carlos Carlito Johnson right now. I got 5,000, but you can't follow me. And if you send me a friend request, like I said, I always move people out the way. We play Rubik's Cube all day. I got to line up all the colors. You feel me?
You crazy, Rubik's Cube. I hurt your feelings like, damn, man.
Hey, well, either you get on the board, boy, or I'm going to throw you off this motherfucking over the rail. I leave you a dinghy or a lifesaver or something, but I'm moving on, bro. Full steam ahead. Johnny over the board, man. He good. I threw some rations out there. Somebody going to come get him. For real.
That's how it is, though, man. It's, social media is the new, like the new wave, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's the new wave, but, you know, a lot of people sinking and drowning because they don't know how to ride it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole thing. You got to sit back and really, if you're going to use it, but don't get it saturated within your personal. If you're going to be business on Facebook, and I want to get this little tip out here. If you're going to be business on Facebook, don't mix it with your business and your personal. Don't be one day talking about buy my single, and the next day talking about, man, my girl tripping, man. I got to go outside and sleep in the car. We don't want to hear that, homie.
You know, people
you just
do that
about
for
you.
They do that for
a yeah, but you just killed six niggas in the song that you just asked people to buy. And now you crying on Facebook. That ain't good for your image.
Exactly.
You ain't on Facebook talking about you choking a hoe or some shit like that. I mean, they ain't going to be listening to you. If she made you sleep in the car, but you just killed six niggas, ain't nobody going to buy your album. That nigga's a hoe. You already know that. That nigga ain't doing his girl around him. She probably got the bullets to the gun. You know how niggas is. Just saying, that ain't good. I see it all the time. One nigga talking about, hey, man, niggas on here thirsty. Then late at night when ain't nobody looking, this nigga talking about send nudes. I mean, come on, man. I see it all day. I'm telling you what I see. I'm not making this shit up. I see this shit. I'm calling out no names, but you see this channel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For real. Use it for a tool. Don't get sucked in and drown. Ride the wave. Period. Like me and Black Tear do. Dip in, dip out. I'm like Cassius Clay on Facebook. Come in, throw me a couple punches, dab a little bit, and I'm out. See y'all next week. Check y'all next week. You know, and then a lot of times, it's another tool too. A lot of times, don't post nothing. Just go through and support other people. Go through and say, hey, prayers, happy born day, stuff like that will get you a lot of people looking at you too. If you just put stuff out there, you ain't going to like nobody's stuff, and you ain't saying nothing, ain't nobody checking for you. Because you can, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of people put their personal shit up, so if you can support them in their personal shit, they'll be more likely to support you in your business endeavors. Just a little tip, you know.
Yeah. Well, most definitely, man, I need that song from you whenever you get a chance.
But doing it right now.
And every Tuesday, feel free to call, sir.
You already know, sir. Salute, Black Tear. I'll see you next Tuesday. Actually, I'll probably see you Thursday.
Yeah, sure. All right, y'all. I'm officially 30 minutes over time, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. But before we get out of here, I'm going to play Devil in a New Dress by Black Moses. And then I'm going to have some new music coming up next week. Let's get it.
You a devil in a dress, devil in a dress. No, I'm a mess. See a devil in a dress, devil in a dress. Hot, still up, see it spread in here. I'm half drunk, wavy up the haze with the legs in here. Cocktail, what's that over there, huh? What's that over there? Honey, fauna, and a katana, Versace, retro, arrow, mana. Never mind what, she used to carry heat through the butt, through the Carolinas. Yeah, but she know which for the fast bus. Catch the seas, she seen on the road to a lot. She really ain't give a fuck, now she on the road to fuck. Came to the club, see me at a show, what? Wanna ride that camera truck, take it slow. Heard you were internet freak, on the low. Serving that duck to the first duck. Spinning that dough to a slow up. Know what I said? She grown and she out on her own. You a devil in a dress, devil in a dress. And all the mess, yeah. She a devil in a dress, what? Devil in a dress. Hot death, that's some tricks. Make a nigga wanna two step. Start a new game, one, put you in that dress. She said it's death, but your compliment is the best. Nonetheless, she kept on mentioning, makes you offering. My wildest dreams, and as it seems, I really wasn't listening. What? But like HD, the picture came in. Don't hate me, I ain't believe. Till then, continuing, she started putting me on about my future endeavors, billboards in the future, on my life and all my children. She grown and she out on her own. Bounce. She grown and she on her own. Know what? Roll up. A nigga must not be high enough. A nigga must not be buying the right loud of stuff. I'm kidding, nada. This shit was hotter than Sinatra. A night at the Phantom of the Opera. 42nd February, rock Prada. Thinking brains. She said if I dance, then I have what I wanna. Learn that bush, let it run like water. Money earned tours across the border. Chicks when I'm on them, an angel with a devilish bliss. If you saw what I saw, huh? I'm a baller, I called her. Granted this wish for all of this. If I'm in hell, then kill me now. The curse of the gift, she all in my ear. Sound like this. On her own. She grown and she on her own. Ooh.